Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Riley Adamson 7, Veiled Threat by Shannon Mayer. Narrated by Nora Ashradi and Chris Gennebach and performed by a full cast. The castle around us was our only way to travel quickly from place to place, each doorway acting as a way to jump through space and time, a way to keep ahead of our enemies, and it was being torn apart. Rough, broken splinters of wood gaped like an open mouth where a doorway had stood not all that long ago. Shards of all sizes lay scattered on the floor at my feet, some the size of giant toothpicks. Yes, literally, toothpicks for giants. I pushed one of the bigger splinters with my boot across the thick stone floor.
This is the fifth one, busted to hell.
The light from the torches hanging on the wall caught the color of Liam's eyes, making them more silver than usual.
5 out of 5. Someone's going for the gold.
I squinted, using my measly skill with my second sight to look around. Nothing was out of the ordinary in the castle. Yet someone was destroying our ability to use it. My guts rolled with acid. Our time of respite, short as it had been, was up. I loosened my swords. We'd had a month of peace, of relative calm, if you didn't count the constant explosions from Millie teaching Pamela how to hone her magic. Liam and I had spent a week in Northern Europe with the old wolf, Peter, and his pack, a chance for us to get away together. My hand went to the teardrop pendant hanging around my neck, a gift from Liam from our time in Europe. I shook my head, clearing those memories, focusing on what we faced in the castle. Right now, we were trying to get to Portland to see Sass and the Ogre Gangs to find out if they still stood with us. After losing Dox, Slaw, and the triplets, I wasn't so sure the ogres would see us as friends any longer. The communication with them and Sass since then had been, at best, lacking. Each doorway we came to was the same. Broken, destroyed. No way we'd be using the castle as a means to jump the veil anymore. While this would make life difficult if we had to move fast, it wouldn't kill us. I hoped.
Why wasn't the doorway to the mine in North Dakota broken up? That would be the obvious one to cut us off.
The answer was already on the tip of my tongue. Trap. He let out a low snarl, and energy swirled around him.
Don't shift.
I held up a hand, though I didn't look back at him.
Let's see what other doors are busted.
You think any of them aren't?
We'd traveled back from Europe the week before, and I'd checked in with Doran. The doors had been intact at that point, or he would have mentioned it. This destruction was recent. Whoever had done it might still be here. Maybe as part of the trap?
If we are being driven toward something, yes. At least one other doorway will be unbroken.
If I thought his energy had swirled before, it was nothing to what I felt as he moved tight to my side. Power and the scent of wolf wrapped my senses into a nice, tight package that egged me on, urging me to let loose. The wolf in Liam called to my own wildness, the part that wanted nothing more than to turn my back on the world and run free with him to where no one would find us. For the last month, the pull had grown stronger, the desire to be away from everything I knew was coming for me, for us. While the castle felt deserted, it always did, something was different, a definite chill. Like a graveyard vandalized and the graves dug open. I had no illusions about this being a place of peace. We'd shed enough blood on these stones to dispel any of those kinds of thoughts. Still, it seemed wrong to break it down. It took an hour before we found an unbroken doorway besides the one leading to the North Dakota Badlands we'd come through on the first level. On the third level, near one of the few windows looking onto the courtyard, was the only door untouched. This door was steel, thick and polished to a shine catching the light from the window.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?